Hello, everyone. We are live. It is May 8th, 2025. Welcome to everybody coming in from the United States and around the world. Boy, do we have things to talk about that have happened today that is an indication of the sign of the times. And we're going to get into that. So, welcome to everybody coming in. I see someone coming in from Newfoundland, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada, Oregon, Michigan, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to our international audience coming in. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, New Zealand. Hello to our friends in New Zealand, Washington State, Rhode Island. Chris loves Watch Hill, Rhode Island, by the way. Loves that area. He's been going there since he's a kid. Delaware, New Castleton, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York. Jamaica. Hello to our friends in Jamaica, New Jersey, South Africa. Wow, you're all pouring in right now. I see, did I just see a Germany? Yes, I did. Hello to our friends in Germany. And welcome to everybody else coming in, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Boy, do we have some things to get into that have happened. Yes, we're going to get into what happened with the new Pope. We're going to get into quite a few things, a warning to America, a two-year window we're entering. So if you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. This is jam-packed tonight, guys, because of what has happened. So we're going to get prophetically into the nitty-gritty here of what is going on, because there are certain events that are following suit that if you put them together, you begin to see a picture. So we're going to do that tonight. We're going to open up in prayer. And then I've got my, here we go. I'm going to put this up for the end here. Just to make sure I have my notes for the end here to talk to you about. Let's see here. Okay, newsletter. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm just writing down some things. Okay. So let's open up in prayer. We have a lot to get into tonight. And then we're going to delve into the events that are going on within the earth and the church. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. You are seated on the highest throne. You are the righteous judge, Father God. You are holy. You are a consuming fire, Lord. And we praise you. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of every way we sin and fall short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And we praise you, Father God, that your word says that your mercies are new every single day. And Father, we acknowledge you sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins, the atonement. He willingly came to the earth. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat and purchased us and redeemed us. It reconciled us back to you and made an open show and spectacle before all of creation against the enemy and his kingdom, Father God. Jesus Christ's blood, even when it went into the ground, it testified as the blood of Abel cried out, Father God. So the blood of Jesus cried out, Father God. And we praise you for that. And we thank you that he rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing. Nobody comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ, Father. That is in your word, Lord. And we just praise you, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that he is our advocate, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Father. Lord, let your presence, your power, your might just come into this place, Father God. Let it supercharge the atmosphere, Father God. Let your presence move. Let your might go forth. Let your truth mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Father God, and minister tonight, Lord, as we go forth, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you order my words. You order this broadcast, Father God, that you would fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lord, order the words that come forth tonight. Be our front and rear guard, Father, as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father God, the humble privilege, Lord, and our team of being vessels, Lord, of your power, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, slander, and sabotage, lie, and scheme that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, willing hosts of the enemy would attempt in any way, shape, or form through any weapon, through anyone, through any portal, avenue, pathway, or person. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it all and command in the name of Jesus Christ. It is broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed by the fire of God, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and disarmed, and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent or deployed in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every breath we take is because you, Lord, have ordained it. You, Lord, have allowed it, Father God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I felt that, so the presence of the Lord is here for sure. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. We have a lot to get into. So if you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it because we're getting into how everything is tying together, including this historic event that took place today of a new pope being chosen and why this is so crucial, because there is a lot here that is going on. So let me just get my notes here and we're going to get going. Okay. So many of you saw today, white smoke came from the Vatican. A new pope was chosen. And before we get into that, I'm going to remind you of something, that this past Saturday at the Kentucky Derby, a horse by the name of Sovereignty, and we'll get more into it in a little bit, took everyone by surprise and won the Derby. Now, Sovereignty, right? A sign of the times and what the Lord is doing, and those who want to attempt their own sovereignty. This is God's sovereignty right now entering this time versus those that want to create their own sovereignty, okay? And the Vatican, in some ways, is trying to make their own sovereignty. This was a dark horse moment in some ways. And if it was a dark horse moment, it's ultimately going to fail because there'll be a come to Jesus moment that comes from it. And 5 days after this horse Sovereignty wins, a new pope is chosen. Interestingly enough, Francis dies at 88. The new pope is chosen on May 8th. So there definitely is a pattern there. This happens within the window between Passover and Pentecost. This new pope is chosen. The old pope dies on Passover. He's announced dead on Passover. The window between Passover and Pentecost is when this new pope is chosen within this 50-day window. His real name is Robert F. Prevost. He is from Chicago, Illinois. He is an American pope. For the first time in history, the conclave has chosen an American pope. And we're going to get into the clip in a few minutes here, but this is a historic moment. They have never chosen an American pope before. This is the first time ever. And he's taken the name of Leo the 14th. Leo is Latin for lion. Now, we know Almighty God to be the Lion of Judah, but also in 2 Peter, the Bible says, be sober-minded and vigilant, for the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. I think that's in 2 Peter. So, a lion is a king of a jungle. It's an apex predator in some ways. And Pentecost is fire. Lions and Rome are synonymous, as well as the Colosseum and persecution, okay? Now, 100 years ago, the Pope was not this geopolitical figure that he is considered to be now. A lot has changed in 100 years about the role of the Pope. Now, I had said and warned under the leading of the Lord that the new Pope was going to be a sign of the times, that the new Pope that was picked was going to be a sign of the times. And interestingly enough, they have now raised up an American pope in this time to potentially counter what is happening in America, to potentially counter it or to potentially work with it. Now, this is a dark horse play to a degree, what's happened, and I'll explain that in a minute. However, I want to play for you the clip that we have from when I had said this about the new pope will be a sign of the times.
Under this second term of the Obama administration. So Obama is in his second term by this point. Pope Francis is appointed, right? Pope Francis at that point was a sign of the times, right? 12 biblically has to do with government and rule. So a changing of rule, a changing of leadership, a changing of governments in Europe. And last night, past midnight, what I just said to you, I actually heard. Spiritually, I heard it. The new pope will be a sign of the times. The new pope will be a sign of the times because Francis was a sign of the times. Look at everything he got into that the Obama administration helped spawn, right, and push forward. And he actually, in many ways, went astray from the word of God.
Okay, so thank you for that. After a biblical election in November in this nation, in the United States of America, that triggered in the realm of the spirit and into the natural, a very serious changing of the guard into the earth that affected all the way to the Vatican. So we have to understand that Francis was raised up during Obama, and now an American pope is raised up during Trump. We have to understand that there is a connection here. And so if you look at it this way, a lion at the Vatican, and lions think they are king. A lion at the Vatican, and lions think they are king. Remember, I said that because it is no accident that this happened the way it did. And when Trump comes into his second term, President Trump, you see for the first time ever, unprecedented, by the way, because we're in an unprecedented time, that an American pope is chosen. And the American pope is chosen out of the very area that Barack Obama is raised up, which is Chicago. I don't think that's an accident either that this has happened. Now, I'm telling you, there's going to be a come to Jesus moment with this. I am telling you, it is coming with what they have done. So we're good. But I'm going to tell you something else. They don't even realize this, but the fact an American pope has been put in there with who the leader is in Italy right now, I'm telling you, they don't mean to do this, But revival is going to break out in Italy. I'm just telling you, there are rumblings of revival that are about to burst like a geyser right now in Italy. They don't mean to do it, but God is sovereign and he counters these things. And this is why the very things they're trying to do, the counter is going to happen instead, from Almighty God. So, interestingly enough, September 24th, 2024, in a word of the Lord, it says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the winds are shifting over California. The winds are shifting over New York. The winds are shifting over Chicago and Illinois, says the Lord. They are shifting capital. The winds of change have begun to blow. And as the wind picks up, for this is a wind of my making, says the Lord. That's capital. This is a wind, a holy wind, capital, a fiercely capital, righteous wind, meant to blow the cover off of what has been hidden in the depths and the hallows of areas of your nation. The enemy has built empires and temples to himself, says the Lord. So the cover is being blown off of this in a way in Chicago. I do think Chicago is another area that we are going to see something incredible as far as renewal, revival, come forth out of Chicago. I do believe that because for the wickedness they attempt to raise up many times, the Lord counters that because he's a consuming fire. And so I would watch that area as well. Now, we're going to get more into sovereignty in a little bit, but this is a sign of the times that an American Pope of all times could be chosen. He is chosen entering a 2-year window that we're going to talk about in a few minutes because we've entered a very serious 2-year window. And this is when he's been chosen. And of all names, he chooses the name Leo Lion. And so just keep all of this in mind as we go forth because this was a dark horse. This man's name wasn't even being spoken about. This man's name wasn't even out there in the running. And all of a sudden, this dark horse comes up out of nowhere. Why? Because the conditions of the track changed. When President Trump won in that biblical election here, the conditions of the tracks began to change all over the earth in serious contention when it comes to leadership and races. And so that did happen. Now, we're going to get into this now. We're going to get into why this is all important and why this all ties together. So I'm going to take you through a few things biblically. And then we're going to get into this 2-year window and why this happened now with this Pope, the Lion, being elected within this 2-year window within Pentecost and what it means for America, why the alarm is being sounded in America for this as well. So, Revelation 13, we are shown a picture of a political federation known as the Beast, right? Revelation 17, you have a woman sitting on a beast, right? Which Derek Prince has even taught is the false church. The beast represents that political federation, the political system. The woman on the beast is the false church sitting on the political system. And there was a time when King Ahab was king of the northern kingdom of Israel, and it is a cross-section of this, what I just said. They were backslidden. There was a woman riding on a beast. Her name was Jezebel. She was riding the bull Baal, involved in the worship of golden calves and all kinds of evil things. They went further into rebellion under Ahab because Ahab, for political purposes, married Jezebel. She was the daughter of a pagan king and was a follower of Baal and a promoter of the worship of Baal. And Baal was the ultimate evil alternative to Almighty God. It was that marriage that was corruptly and deceitfully done for political purposes and spiritual purposes that the door was opened, the soul of Israel was opened to the worship of Baal, to the shedding of innocent blood, and complete rebellion against God. Now, if we go back to during the Biden administration, January 23rd, Okay. Well, no, January 2023, around the time of January 26, I believe, 2 months almost to the day of the first indictment against President Trump, a golden statue representing Ishtar or Ashtoreth or Asherah was placed atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse as an announcement that that ancient demonic power and ruler was going to attempt to ascend to the highest seat of our land using a woman, right? You had the Biden, Ahab, Jezebel, right? Biden, Harris, Ahab, Jezebel, and Waltz was the eunuch in all of this. And this spirit that drives this through the generations is a vicious enemy of the church, of the true body of Christ, of what the Judeo-Christian values this nation was founded upon, against the covenant. It is an enemy of the covenant. And so within that time, you had Elijah, Obadiah, and the 7,000 that did not bow their knee to Baal in the land. And that represented the true church in that time within the land, within a pagan land, within a land filled with idol worship, within a land that had become stained with blood. Elijah, Obadiah, and the 7,000 that did not bow their knee to Baal in the land represented the true church. The church that, when it came to the precipice at Mount Carmel, would rise up, each had a role to play, and at that high place, fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and licked up all the water in the trench, because Almighty God is a consuming fire. He is Almighty God of Pentecost. He is the God that is a consuming fire. And the false church were those who hitched a ride on the beast that Jezebel helped to erect and were bought and paid for. False prophets, false mouthpieces being paid by the government to promote propaganda in the land, to promote Baal worship, to promote persecution, to promote blasphemy against Almighty God. Propaganda is not new. Calling true believers who operate in the dunamis power of Almighty God, troublers of the land, is not new. It's a very ancient tactic utilizing modern day technology now. The enemy's false revelations from his corrupted mouthpieces versus the unadulterated, true piercing revelation of the Lord, that the enemy will always find willing vessels to accuse the true revelations of God of being false. He will always find vessels that are pious enough, that are prideful enough to accuse the true revelations of God of being false. And most of these vessels have only scratched the surface biblically, and they have no depth. So if we go to 1 Kings 22, verses 1 through 13, we're going to get into the 2 year period I'm building here. I'm building to get into this with you. It's the Jehoshaphat Ahab paradigm, 1 Kings 22, 1 through 13. And we're going to read this, and then we're going to talk. So Aram, which is Syria and Israel, continued without war for 3 years. Now, in our time, 3 years would put us at from 2025 to 2028. In the third year, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. Now, the king of Israel said to his servants, "Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours? Yet we are still doing nothing to take it from the hand of the king of Aram." And Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to battle at Ramoth Gilead?" Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." But Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first of for the word of the Lord." When the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go to battle against Ramoth Gilead, or should I not?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord has handed it over to the king." Actually, the Lord was deceiving them into saying that in order so he could kill Ahab in this time. Verse 7, but Jehoshaphat doubted and said, is there not another prophet of the Lord here who we may ask?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is one more man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesies good news for me, but only evil." Truth will always be hate speech to a lie. Truth will always be hate speech to a lie. But Jehoshaphat said, may the king not say that, because Jehoshaphat knew Micaiah was a prophet of the Lord. Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, bring quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Now, they were each sitting on their throne, the two kings, dressed in their royal robes, and they were at the threshing floor. The threshing floor is where things get threshed. They get beaten. They get processed. That's where they're sitting at. Why? Because it's a prophetic picture that the leader that has led Israel astray is about to get processed, who has partnered with witchcraft, with Baal, with wickedness, is about to get processed. And Jehoshaphat partnered with that, which he shouldn't have done. So Micaiah comes, and in verse 11, they said, before he enters, then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, made for himself horns of iron and said, thus says the Lord, with these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed. All the prophets were prophesying in the same way to please Ahab. They weren't prophesying to please the Lord. They weren't prophesying the truth. They were prophesying to please a pagan king that was an enemy of God, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and be successful, for the Lord will hand it over to the king. This is why this new pope that they just put in, better watch his step. Better watch his step. This is the very reason for that. Verse 13, then the messenger who went to summon Micaiah said to him, listen carefully, the words of the prophets are unanimously favorable to the king. Please let your words be like the word of one of them and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, I will speak what the Lord says to me. That's verse 14. You hear that, Pope Leo the 14th? That should really be your mantra. That should be your foundation going into this position. As the Lord lives, I will speak what the Lord says to me. That's verse 14. Man attempts to mold the mouth of the prophet to speak what is only favorable for the corrupt. That is not how prophecy works. That's how false prophecy works. That's not how prophecy works. Jehoshaphat had no business making a covenant with Ahab for battle or anything else for that matter, because Ahab was in direct rebellion to God and an enemy of God. Do not make agreements to fight for those who are God's enemies. This is for the church as well. Do not make agreements to fight for those who have put themselves to be an enemy of God. Leaders and political leaders, do not make such alliances, because it will almost get you killed. Because it almost killed Jehoshaphat. I'm telling you, the day is fast approaching. We're at the White House, members of the cabinet and those that are there are going to say, are there not some prophets of the Lord around here we can inquire of? That Jehoshaphat Ahab moment and paradigm, I believe we're going to see at the White House. I believe they're going to say it even in Israel, and they're not even going to know why, but they're going to say it. So now, knowing all of this, let's talk about what we're entering and why this happened the way it happened with the Vatican and the warning for America. So 5787 is 2027 on the Jewish calendar. It is a Jewish leap year, otherwise known as a pregnant year. After this, 2030 will be a pregnant year, which Robin Bullock has even said, the Lord has told him, is up for grabs. 2030 is up for grabs. That would be the time of the midterms after the 2028 election. A Jewish leap year has double Purims because of Adar 1 and Adar 2. It has an extra month. So if there's Purim Katan, little Purim, and Purim, then you have a potential for double reversals to come. But at times that happens with double decrees of destruction. So if you're going to have a double Purim, you're going to have a double decree of destruction that is going out. And with pregnancies, they either come to term and deliver or they miscarry. The church in this nation cannot miscarry this. They cannot miscarry what I'm about to talk about, because it will be the life of America. It'll be the life of America if we do. We cannot. This depends as well on the church and the church's mindset changing. And I'm going to show you how we've entered this two-year period and why prophetically they chose the Pope they did entering this two-year period. So 2025, 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 2027, 2 + 2 + 7 is 11, 9, 11. 9-1-1, this two-year period, 2025, 2027, 9-11, a two-year window. With those 2 years, that equals 9-11. Trump's own presidencies equals 9-11. 4 + 5 = 9, 45, 4 + 7 = 11, 9-11. You have his presidencies equal 9-11, and now you have this two-year window we're entering equaling 9-11. And this is within the first 2 years of his term, of his second term. We have until 2027 to get ahead of this. 9-11, 2025, 2027, 9-11. This is a warning to America. This is a warning to the church. We have an approximate two-year window. We have an approximate two-year window here. Do you think the Lord is trying to tell us something here? Do you think the Lord is trying to warn us of something? Do you think he's trying to sound the alarm for the window we have entered and what's going to be attempted? The church has an approximate two-year window to dismantle what got us into the mess in 2020, what got America into this mess in 2020 for this to turn. For 2028, because the Lord has said this, he said it in the word last night, we are on a collision course for that the enemy is going to attempt to viciously exploit, because he understands spiritual laws set in motion long ago. However, he cannot and will not alter the times and seasons that God has ordained. The enemy cannot override a time and season that God has ordained. Praise the Lord. Okay. We enter a pregnant year in 2027. Okay. That's what it's called. The Jewish leap year is called the pregnant year, which gives birth to 2028, a leap year on the Gregorian calendar. So you have the Jewish leap year in 2027. You have a leap year on the Gregorian calendar in 2028, a Shemitah year, our election year in the United States of America, a blood moon, December 31st, 2028, that goes into the next year, January 1st, 2029. Now, this gets even more interesting. A Shemitah year happens every 7 years on the Jewish calendar. It takes seven Shemitahs to make a Jubilee. Very serious world events are known to happen. So all of this collides in 2027 through 2028. Our election and follows a pregnant year, and the church cannot miscarry this. It cannot. Within history, on a leap year, the Jewish people left Persia following the events of Purim. Joseph Stalin died on a Jewish leap year. October 7th in Israel happened during a Jewish leap year. Now on to the Shemitah year. The pregnant year collides with the beginning of the Shemitah year that begins September/October 2027 and goes to September/October 2028. The Great Depression of 1930s, the stock market collapse of 1937, the end of World War II, 1944 to 1945, the 2008 banking crisis, and Obama being elected, and 9/11 itself, all happened during Shemitah years. This is on a collision course with President Trump's second term and the 2028 election. Now, in World War II, the United States fought and defeated Germany and then turned their attention to Japan. Same war, new phase, new operation, right? Even though it was the same war, there was a new operation, tactically, the enemy was changing. And we had to adjust to that, right? You had the Axis powers, you had Rome, the Rome-Berlin Axis, which was Tokyo, Rome, and Berlin. That was the military coalition. And they fought against the Allies. And its members were Nazi Germany, the Kingdom of Italy, and the Empire of Japan. Those were the Axis powers. After 85 years, this is what we see. You have a conservative party that just won the German election. You have a conservative leader in Italy. You have Japan as a close ally of the United States. And suddenly, in the middle of all of this, you have an American pope for the first time ever is selected at the Vatican. So, this is interesting because we're watching certain reversals happen. And I talked about a year of Purim before, but there are things in motion to attempt to right the wrongs that partnered with spiritual laws long ago. And there's a cutoff for that too. It can be righted up to a certain cutoff point because of spiritual laws set in motion long ago. There's a window for such to be altered and course corrected. We are in the same war, however, it has shifted to a new phase. A new operation, a different tactical enemy, because they've now entered the war. Now, April 4th, 2025, I'm going to read to you the word of the Lord because this has all to do with what's going on. It says, this excerpt, "Do not make covenant with nations who despise me, says the Lord. Be cautious in trade deals with such. Be cautious in partnering with such. Jehoshaphat and Ahab, says the Lord. Jehoshaphat and Ahab. Jehoshaphat was righteous, a righteous ruler who foolishly partnered with Ahab, who was in complete rebellion and operated in sorcery. An attempted alliance of strength almost killed Jehoshaphat in battle, says the Lord. Do not, capital, partner with Ahabs. Do not make ironclad interlocking agreements with the leaders of such nations, for it will open a door for the enemy to deploy sword and spear, and it shall cause a close call, says the Lord." Capitals, all capitals. "Thus says the Lord, we are entering a time like Acts, says the Lord. The Acts church shall arise." This is why you're seeing the Pope being installed, that's being installed. "The Acts church shall arise in the midst of the salaciousness and the sorcery. The Acts church shall arise, a fiery people with the fire of the Holy Spirit on their words, says the Lord. For I have called and anointed them for this time, where acts shall happen through the power of the Holy Spirit, and acts shall be judged as well, says the Lord. Your acts are being weighed, says the Lord. Ananias and Sapphira, says the Lord. Ananias and Sapphira, wanting to appear good and generous and righteous, giving the appearance and deception of such, however, never doing what Barnabas did, says the Lord. They wanted the accolades of righteousness when indeed they entertained the words of the serpent of Mammon and greed, and so they deceived and made it appear they gave what they did not." This has to do with the Vatican too, says the Lord. "You shall see Ananias and Sapphira's be dealt with in this time for their appearance of righteousness when there are deep deceptions being perpetrated," says the Lord. "This shall be exposed in this time, in this hour," says the Lord, "for the acts are being weighed. And the acting shall cease," says the Lord. "The acting shall cease, for the curtains are closing on the showmen," says the Lord. "Spiritual eunuchs who have done the bidding of those operating in sorcery shall be shaken awake in this time, and the spirit shall and will be thrown down," says the Lord. Now, there is an event coming in your nation. Now, this is the other part of this word. I'm going to give it to you right here. There is an event coming in your nation, says the Lord, where very public and before the nation, that spirit that operates as Jezebel, that operates as Ashtoreth, that spirit in a very public way shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. And it shall shake the nation as a wave, capitals of my glory shall hit the nation at that time, says the Lord. And a revolution shall come forth. forth out of the area of Azusa. A powerful move shall once again come that will impact the nation. Now, if we're entering the time of the Acts Church, this is where you're going to see the religious spirit arise and going to attempt to persecute the religious spirit. You want to know in the time between Passover and Pentecost, this is when they choose a new pope that calls himself the lion? This is why. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. The religious spirit will kill your faith, rob you of your blessings and provision, and will destroy the destiny the Lord has for you. And it's about time in this season, this 9/11 season, that spirit is evicted from the house of God. Turn the tables over and get it out. Because if they have appointed this pope at the Vatican for nefarious reasons, in this 9/11 season, those tables will be turned over. That's why I'm telling you, there's a come to Jesus moment coming with that. I understand. Apparently, he's a Republican. I understand these things, but there are things percolating underneath. There were deals that were made. There were shifts that were made in secrecy in an attempt to counter what is happening in America to a degree. I understand Italy has a conservative leader right now, this woman that leads Italy. But I'm telling you, there's a force here that's attempting to counter. There's a force here. Now, we have a two-year window, 9/11, 2025, 2027, 9/11. If you add 26 in there, well, if you add them all together, 9 plus 10, 2026 added together is 10, plus 11 equals 30, 2030, which is up for grabs. 2030 is up for grabs because this 2+ year window, the church has to dismantle and throw down and evict what got into the church in the first place that allowed the enemy like a plague to do what he did in 2020, allowed nations that serve demons to do what they did in 2020, and allowed the enemy to hijack part of the church. These events within this approximate two-year window will set the foundation for 2028 and 2030. This is why this is so crucial. America is in a vulnerable window right now. It's in a vulnerable window. There's things changing. There's tariff wars. There's other nations beginning to arise and clash with each other. You know, we're seeing what's happening. America is going through a vulnerable window right now. They can ignore the 9/11 warning or look up and ahead and realize an alarm is being sounded now for what is coming. Be sober-minded, be vigilant, and cut it off before it ever has a chance to accomplish what it fully wants to accomplish for 2028, because they're going to try to come back with a vengeance in 2028, with a vengeance that we thought the past years were bad. They're going to try to come back with a vengeance. This is why this 9/11 window is so crucial. It will set the foundation, and the church has a very serious role to play in this. The ecclesia, the body of Christ. We have to evict those spirits out of the church and throw them down in this time. You got spiritual eunuchs running churches right now under the influence of these spirits. That is going to change. And I'm going to say this too. I'm going to put this in here. There are those today because of wounds they never dealt with. Wounds that may have scabbed over but never fully healed, that are being lured with the aroma of salaciousness, Once you step into a savior complex that God needs you to do this, that you are the savior in it of God's people, you have stepped into idolatry. You speak truth. However, you do not think all of God's plans are riding on you. Because man is a tool. And just like at Home Depot, there are many tools out there Almighty God can use. In the hands of an infinitely powerful God, he's got many tools out there he can use. It's a matter of us submitting. It's a matter of us surrendering. Salaciousness will dull and muddy discernment. And some have now gone right to the edge of a cliff of such, yet they are too spiritually blind to see it. And they have dulled the voice of the Holy Spirit because the voice of the flesh to pursue things that have touched on that wound that the enemy has used to open that wound back up is what's driving them. The words may be right, but the breath is wrong. The words may be right, but the place it's coming from is wrong. October 10th, 2024. I'm going to read to you this word. For I require obedience in this hour from those who want to sit in the highest seats of the land. I require it, says the Lord, from their families. I require it, and they will humble themselves in obedience, or they will not serve. This is October 10th, 2024. For I am a God of justice, and I am a merciful God. And I have given time, I have given mercy, and I have given a window that I have left open for my people, this window, to call to the heavens before my throne. And in this season, says the Lord, since death and life are in the power of the tongue, you speak life over this nation, says the Lord. You speak to the tomb that the United States of America was put in, because my son is the resurrection and his power dwells within you. Allow me, says the Lord, to operate through you. Speak the word, be in the word, know the word in this hour of tumult. For the enemy is about to bring another fierce advance that is going to attempt to throw your nation into complete chaos and destruction. However, I, the Lord, have raised a standard, and it shall stop him short of his mark. And those who serve their father, the devil, shall be dealt with in this hour, for they chose. And I am telling you this day, my people choose this day. How long will you falter between two opinions? How long? I have shown signs in the heavens. I have worked miraculously in the earth. How long will you falter between pagan, demonic, false gods who do not have power? They may try influence, but behold, I have given unto you the power, says the Lord, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power, all the onslaught of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. So nothing shall by any means hurt you, says the Lord. Speak it in this hour. I require it of my people, for I am weighing the church in this hour, and those that stand, says the Lord, will be elevated before the assembly. And those that end up retreating, those that falter, those that turn a blind eye, says the Lord, shall be stripped of what they built, because they love mammon and they love what they built more than they loved me. I require it in this hour. So stand, my children, stand in an hour of tumult, stand in an hour of darkness, be the salt, be the light, be the name that echoes across the nation. Speak the name of Jesus Christ and his word into the tomb the United States was put in, because the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you. And if you speak it, it shall strip its grave clothes and bring it back forth from the tomb they were prepared to put the stone over. However, I have delayed it, and I have not allowed it, because I am merciful. Rise up in this hour, my church. Rise up out of this state. Rise up as a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, for I am coming, and my glory will hit this nation in this hour. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. That was back October of 2024, and he's giving instructions to the church. So I'm just saying that the church has marching orders in this hour. He's got marching orders. The church has marching orders, and we have marching orders. So we have to understand that the election was dealing with one enemy. And now we're in the same war, and now we've shifted to another tactical enemy that now we're dealing with. So the war has just shifted into a new phase. Let's put it that way. Now, I'm going to say this to you too, in the middle of all this. When you begin to realize the resources that are available to you, it will embolden you. It will push your vision. It will dare you to believe greater. It will challenge you. God is challenging his people right now with what we're seeing happen. He's challenging the church to believe for greater, to push beyond where man told them they should stay. Now, something happened at the Kentucky Derby that is very prophetic, and I touched on it at the beginning, but it has to do with what we just saw. First of all, I had said it last time, for the first time in 73 years, you had the offspring of two Triple Crown winners, American Pharaoh's offspring and the offspring of Justify, Obama era, Trump era, competing. Also, every single horse that competed this year in the Derby was the offspring of Secretariat, just to tell you. Now, you had render judgment in there, and you add sovereign, horse by the name of Sovereign. Even the analyst, the secular analyst, said, and I watched him say this, if you look at how this is shaping up, I don't know, is this a sign of the times, but something is going on here. The secular analyst said this when he looked at what was going on with the the span of horses that were racing and their names. So I want to play for you the end of this race because something very prophetic happens that is a warning to the nations, to the leadership. It's a reason why we just saw happen what happened at the Vatican. So we're going to play for you the end of this race, and then we're going to talk.
And they're off in the Kentucky Derby and some crowding down toward the inside. Journalism has a smooth start, but he was shuffled back soon thereafter. Citizen Bowl racing right to the lead, and he comes well off the rail. Citizen Bowl, five wide bias the first time. Neo Equos right there in between racing in second. Owen Almighty on the far outside is third. An American Promise gets a coveted spot, saving ground on inside fourth. Admire Daytona is out of there running in fifth. East Avenue from off the pace in six. Burnham Squares tethered to the rail with Brian Hernandez. They're running in seventh. Chunk of Gold is eighth. Cole Battle racing mid-pack ninth. Journalism. Umberto Rispoli has him down inside 10th. They're about 10 lengths off the lead as they head to the backstretch run. Flying Mohawk is racing in 11th. Render Judgment on the far outside is 12th. Luxor Cafe is 13th. Publisher is 14th. Baeza 15th. Sovereignty 16th. Tistastic 17th. Sandman is the last of the 19 through a strong opening half in 46 and 1/5 seconds. Down the backstretch they go here at Churchill Downs. Citizen Bowl leads the way to the far turn. Neo Equos trying to keep pace. American Promise tried to split those two, is coming under a ride. Owen Almighty advances up, grabs third. Owen Almighty's now third round the far turn. Umberto says go with Journalism. Journalism rocketing past horses. He's up to fourth on the outside, and Sovereignty, he's following him. Don't forget Sandman. Final Gambit goes to the far outside too. They're off the turn. Here comes Journalism. Here comes Sovereignty. And they square off, heading to the final furlong of the Kentucky Derby. Final Gambit and Baeza trying to close in late. Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism has to fight back. Journalism has lost the lead to Sovereignty. It's time for the Royal Blue to don some red. Sovereignty wins the Derby.
Now, why I wanted to show you that is because that horse, Sovereignty, was in the 16th position. He was almost dead last. This horse wasn't even a thought. You know what changed? Do you know what changed? The condition of the track changed the entire race. That track became a mud pit. Not all horses can run in mud. Some horses are excellent at running in mud, but not all can. The condition of the track completely changed the plans of the race and completely shuffled who had an advantage and who didn't. He wasn't even a thought. He was in the back of the pack, and he comes out of nowhere and surpasses, including journalism, who thought they were going to beat him out, including him, surpasses him and completely just overtakes the race. Now, the reason why I want to show this to you is because what you saw happen with this is indicative of a sign of the times. Now, Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember and trust in the name of the Lord our God. That race at, listen to this, sovereignty wins at Churchill Down. Think about that for a minute. Sovereignty wins at Churchill Down. What came after sovereignty won at Churchill Down? You had a Pope that came out of nowhere that wasn't even supposed to be in the contention that overtakes everybody else. And completely takes everyone by surprise because he's American. This is God's sovereignty versus those who want to set up their own sovereignty. This is what this window is shaping up to. Now, I'm going to tell you this too. Because the condition of the track suddenly changed. You see, when America won the election, the condition of the track within the earth and the nations changed. When that biblical election happened, everything shifted. The condition of the race shifted. The condition of the track shifted. It was supposed to be a dry dirt track. And it downpoured. The latter rain came and it downpoured and it muddied up the track. And the conditions of the track drastically changed to totally alter the outcome. This horse wasn't even a favorite. And this new Pope wasn't even a favorite. And they both came from being near last to overtake in this time. This is no accident when you see these patterns happening. This is the prophetic, to understand that in the realm of the spirit, you're going to see patterns come into the natural that are moving in different areas of life, but have a same common thread. They're all races. The conclave is a race. Kentucky Derby is a race. The election is a race. 2028's election is a race. Sovereignty. Oh, hi, Esther. Sovereignty. And I'm going to say this. The Lord is about to change the conditions of the track. He's about to change the conditions of the track. We're already seeing it happen. And for you, he's about to change the conditions of the track to your favor. He's going to alter conditions to make them favorable to you. Because God is sovereign, he is on the throne, and when you believe and activate your faith, it moves the heart of God, and he begins to change and alter conditions to cause those who are attempting to come after what the Lord is giving you to fall off. Journalism fell off. And for you, well, and by the way, that's prophetic in itself. Let me tell you something. The empire of media is about to be overtaken by Almighty God. No matter what journalism did, it could not beat out what was sovereign. So the Lord right now is changing the conditions of the track. He's causing those who want to come after you to fall off and for you to excel in conditions by your faith. The conditions have been altered to align with what he has called you to do. The Lord is allowing these conditions to change. We have to understand that. The Lord is allowing this for a reason. And I will tell you this. The laws of diligence and mediocrity depend on your willingness, your passion to pursue and be diligent, to have that drive to press towards the mark of the high calling until you have the fullness, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It doesn't matter who's president. It doesn't matter who's pope. Yes, we can prophetically discern from these things, but ultimately it matters when you are submitted to God. God doesn't need the perfect conditions to advance you. He needs your obedience. He needs your willingness. He needs your faith. He needs your submission. He needs your discipline. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It is time that the body of Christ in this two-year 9/11 window activated the scripture to its fullness and operates in the laws of diligence. Because demons are diligent in their campaigns against you. How much more then should you be diligent against them? Should you be diligent in your walk with God? The scriptures require it for reward for the greater vision. Diligence and resisting go hand in hand. James 4:7, so submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Be diligent. Do not be soft when it comes to standing against the very darkness that wants to swallow up the blessings, the provision, the resources, this nation, the connections, the open doors, the gifts of the Spirit that God has authorized for you, that God has authorized for the church, that God has authorized for the nation. The battle isn't always for the swift. It's for the tactical. It's for the strategizer. It's for the diligent. That horse sovereign was as diligent as it comes. He was in the 16th position, and he just kept chipping away and keeping at it and keeping at it. The battle is the Lord's, ultimately, and those battles, we must be diligent with him. Moses was diligent against Pharaoh. Abraham was diligent when it came to pursuing the Lord to spare any righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah. Joseph was diligent in saving up resources for the famine. David was diligent against Goliath. You get the picture? Part of the church has been wishy-washy in this, and it has allowed a door for the enemy. And it's about time that mindset literally get the hell out of God's house. And I mean that because it is hell. That wishy-washy, complacent mindset. It is about time it gets the hell out of God's house. And yes, the sire of sovereignty was into mischief. The devil might be into mischief. And he might roam about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. But God is sovereign, and God ultimately always overtakes. Always. There are those who have manipulated the system, rulers, those in the government, those in the church, and gave individuals positions and contracts they should not have gotten. That is going to change in this time. They don't have the anointing or the covering to stay in those positions. And they will be moved out for the Lord to make a way for the Obadiahs, the Josephs, the prophets, the Deborahs, the Mordecais to come forth into those rightful positions, because it is 9/11. It is a wake-up call. It is an emergency. It is setting the tone for 2028 and 2030. Because God has ordained such for this time. And it shall be. And I'm going to tell you this for the church in this nation. The prison is a place where good and bad people meet. So if you look at the precedent for this in scripture, you find Joseph. You find Joseph in prison. You find Paul in prison. But it was the doing of manipulative men and women that put Joseph there. It was the doing of his own family. This is why the Lord said to Abraham, leave your family and go where I tell you to go. Because they were destiny destroyers in bondage to false gods and the world system at the time, with no desire to break free of such. And Abraham would have ended up in prison. Abraham had a drive, he had a desire, he had a diligence to break free from such bondage. The church needs to adopt that in this window between 2025 and 2027. You find people like this at times in a dry well because of dreams that were deemed too big and too much of a threat to the mindset the enemy had placed upon those related to Joseph, because he loved his father and he had favor. He was thrown in a dry well by his own and sold. That's what they're trying to do in this nation. That's what they're trying to do to President Trump. Watch. That's the three reasons men will hate you, revile you, want to steal from under you what the Lord has ordained from you. However, God is sovereign. They will hate you because of your dreams, because of God's investment upon your life. God has equipped you to be multi-talented, wearing that coat of many colors. He has called you. He has anointed you. He has spoken in his courts his intentions towards you. And that is why the enemy hates you. That's why the enemy hates the covenant of America. That is why men reviled it and revile you, because you are marked for greatness. You are marked to be a formidable opponent against the enemy's interest. You are marked to infiltrate areas of darkness and position God's interests and God's will to cause the darkness to submit. Man can take the good name of a man and make them bear a name that was never meant for them to bear. They can put a false yoke on them. Throw that yoke off. The false yoke that man has put on you, the false yoke that has been put upon the church, that has to be thrown off in this time. It wasn't meant for it to be that way. That false yoke wasn't meant to go on. Broken men at war within themselves placed it there. And I will say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Every false yoke placed upon you by man is broken off this day in the name of Jesus and destroyed by the fire of God. These false yokes have to be thrown off of the neck of the church, off of the back of America, and off of the people of God. In that prison, when the person in charge said, "Where are all the prisoners?" at that time, Joseph would have to say, "Here I am," because he was a prisoner. He was anointed. He was marked to be like the prime minister. He was marked to be second in command only under Pharaoh. He was marked by God, yet men attempted to brand him with a false identity and rob him of that and place him in a prison and put a false yoke on him. But God flung open those prison doors because of a dream and a gift and an ordained time and a position. If you do not obtain help from the Lord, if you do not learn to receive help, you will find yourselves having the same lot as wicked men. The same lot. In this time, watch who you share your dreams with, what the Lord has spoken into you, because the enemy has destiny destroyers positioned around you, lying in wait to steal that from you and place you in a dry well. You want to know how to get a lot out of your life? Don't allow Lot in to get fat off of your portion and cause squabbling among the camp. Abraham and Lot had to separate for this reason. Lot was getting fat off the blessings God meant for Abraham that Lot did not earn, nor did he obey the Lord for. The Lord is removing the lots. He's removing them from the church as well. He's removing them from the government who fattened themselves enough off of what God meant for you, off of what God meant for others. Stop letting the bottomless pit of drainers live off of what God has given you. That in this season is ending. For the Lord is reallocating resources. He's changing the race. He's changing the track. He's cutting the lots out of your life. He's sovereign. He's dealing with those that want to create their own sovereignty, with those that want to make deals to raise those up to oppose. But I will tell you this, sevenfold will be restored. Sevenfold, and a fold is greater than it multiplied, because 2 becomes 4, becomes 8, becomes 16, becomes 32, becomes 64, becomes 128, becomes 256. That's a fold. The wrong mindsets in the church and the government have to be dismantled in this period, in this 9/11 time, in order to stop the collision course of 2028, which means, because this Pope is positioned for that. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to openly come after Donald Trump at every turn, but I'm saying they placed an American Pope in this time for a reason, because it is a sign of the times after they saw what happened in America. This is why the church, the true church, has to rise up in order to stand in the gap when the enemy attempts to get in. Because there's a come to Jesus moment coming with that. It is coming. But this came out of nowhere. This followed the same route as the Kentucky Derby. The election with President Trump followed that same route. He's being indicted, right? They're going to put him in jail. He's not going to finish the race. And look what God did. It's God's sovereignty against the sovereignty man wants to create in this window. This is a wake-up call. It speaks to the seriousness of the time in America, the seriousness of the time in Europe, in the government and in the church. And you see within the earth now, principalities and powers are moving in position. They're stirring up nations for clashes to further throw the earth and its systems into turmoil, to cause further destruction, right? Demon gods that are served in areas of the world, in India, in Pakistan, are battling in the heavenlies for dominance, using these nations to do it, because they're sending out the destroyers, because we're coming into that time of the Acts Church. And with the Acts Church, we come into a time like that where the power gets turned up, the persecuting spirit gets deployed. It is no accident that a pope that has named himself the Lion has been positioned now, as we're coming into the time of the Acts Church after a highly biblical election in America where Trump was given by God a second term. This is no accident. This is prophetic. This is a sign of the times. This is 9-1-1. Better wake up. Better wake up and see this right now, because this is what's happening. And the church has to dismantle that mindset that they had in 2020. It's got to be dismantled, because we have a very serious role to play to set the foundation within this 2-year wake-up call of a window to stop what's coming in 2028. Remember, in the third year, Jehoshaphat went and sat with Ahab at the threshing floor. That would be 2028. And it almost got Jehoshaphat killed. But instead, God was merciful and Ahab was judged. So remember that as we continue in this. Remember that. Well, so what we're going to do right now quickly, because the Give a Derm ladies have been listening, we're going to bring them in quickly before, because I could keep going. I can preach.
Hello.
Hey. Keep going, Amanda.
Man.
Keep going.
We're having church over here. Yeah, we're receiving every yoke broken. Oh my gosh. Yes. Let's go.
Amazing.
Oh, so, yes. And you can feel it. Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it. We're just in this season of delay and things being broken off and acceleration taking place. And
it's a new phase. It's the same war, new phase.
Yeah.
That makes
new
sense.
Operation dealing with a different tactical enemy. Yep. Japan was very different than Germany in how they had to be dealt with in the strategy juice. That's kind of what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that race, oh my goodness, we missed the race. So to be able to see it, it was, oh my goodness, wow. From 16th to the winner. Yes. Whoa, that was amazing.
Position.
Wow.
And I loved what you said about the track change. Yes. I was like,
it was supposed to be a dry dirt track and it poured buckets.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Look at that. Wow. And it changed the condition of the track, which therefore then began to alter the outcomes of the race.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a stunning photo.
That is
and Sovereign was one of the horses I mentioned in the Kentucky Derby breakdown. He was one of the ones that I had brought up in it, like with all the names. And it's just, you know, it's a testament to the time we're in. The sovereignty of God versus men that want to be sovereign.
Mm. Oh, and it looked like journalism was going to win it. Mm-hmm. And then sovereignty comes right in. That's awesome.
I know. I was like, I didn't even know who was running. Like, this is
That is pointing right at what's about to happen to the media. Let me tell you. It is. Yes. People think it doesn't. But you know what? You have a very active spiritual realm that is warring the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. And it pushes into the natural.
Yep.
And then you see these happen and you begin to see prophetic patterns of things happening one after the other. And the fact that the conclave selected this new American Pope for the first time ever in history during the window between Passover and Pentecost, judgment and fire.
Wow.
And now you have him naming himself the lion. These things are no accident.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Leo the 14th, right? So,
wow.
It's absolutely amazing.
Well, we appreciate you bringing it forward, too. People need to know. They just need to know.
Oh, man. And then those fiery testimonies about being at the UN. I was like, what in the world? Like, it was so awesome. I was like, let's go.
We're so proud of you.
It's so good.
He wants me to deploy me there. I'm going to do what he's telling me to do. That's how I feel about it. I understand what I'm going into. But you know what? Had Obadiah not been in Jezebel and Ahab's court, the 100 prophets could have never been fed to keep them alive. So they were praying and it was going up into the ground as Elijah was at Mount Carmel. So, you know. People in the prophetic are positioned in very interesting areas that others would deem, well, why are they there? Well, because if we're not, it doesn't change.
That's right.
Right? Absolutely.
The declarations don't go forth, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It begins to shift.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Send someone like that into an area like that.
Oh, it's real. 100%. Oh my gosh, it's so real. Yeah. But I love how you were like, it's the anointing of God. And you say it with authority. It's not ego. It's like, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling Holy Spirit.
Point it out. They said there's this energy around you. And like, I'm like, ladies, that is called the anointing of God.
I love it.
That's wonderful.
It's so good.
All in the women's bathroom.
I love that. You know, we had the opportunity to connect with Laura Logan at an event last weekend, and she was sharing some of the stuff that she's uncovering. And anyway, it was just wild because all of a sudden she just stopped and she just prayed this fiery prayer over our conversation. She's like, and God, we choose you. We do not choose the enemy. Yeah. We choose you. We choose the la la la. And we just ask you. I mean, it was wild. That woman is fiery too. And so anyway, it just reminded me of like you're just constantly spreading all of the Holy Spirit fairy dust. So it's absolutely incredible. I love it so much. Oh, sorry. Okay. I guess we need to talk about promos. Yeah. So promos. So well, what?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Happy and Godmother's Day.
Godmother puppies.
Yes. They're something right now.
They are.
But anyway, so right now we have our promo through the 15th is buy any Motherlode kits and get a free full size scrub your ash off. And what's amazing really fast about our Mother Plumper and Mother Slugger, which is the Motherlode kit, is that Mother Plumper is just absolutely incredible. It is our super hydrator. So it's going to go in. It has naturally occurring peptides. It's going to go in and just absolutely work its magic.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh. It is just exquisite. It smells wonderful. It's the formulations are beautiful. And so what it's going to do is it's just going to be this super, super, super hydrator, big drink of water for your skin. And so then the slugger, Mother Slugger comes back, and what it does is it's a semi-occlusive, so it's going to seal the deal like over everything that you
use. It makes
on
a great makeup primer, too.
I love that. I love that.
You look beautiful.
In fact, I ran out.
I loved your SOS text of like, I'm out of slugger. I'm like, I got you.
We're getting it mailed to you. I think
it does make an amazing makeup primer. So
And then what's beautiful about the scrub is it does a wonderful job of it's oxygenating. It's a type of detoxification for the skin, but then it actually does bubble up, and it's also
it's a
polisher.
Product.
And so it's kind of like getting in touch with your inner 5-year-old, right? You know, like when you have a bubble bath or something. So you just get it wet, you know, just scrub yourself down. It's amazing because it'll bring out this golden glow in your skin.
It's
absolutely beautiful.
Pre-event.
Absolutely beautiful. So
and those of you who don't know what ash is, it's basically that skin that has to come off of your body.
That's right. We like to be cheeky. We don't like to be naughty. We like to be cheeky. So absolutely. That's right. So we don't recommend that for the face, but anywhere from like neck down, you're gold. And
it really
it's absolutely
is
beautiful.
Pretty whenever you're wearing a sundress, it really brightens up your skin,
especially for your fabulous Italian skin.
You got
look
that
at you.
Right.
You're glowing, you're radiant. Yes. So yeah, absolutely. So anyway, anybody that wants to go to giveaderm.com, use promo code ARC10 or go to your ministry partner's website. They can find us there too. And ARC10 will save them 10% on anything, including our current promos. So it's pretty exciting, but I super recommend this deal because it just, it's really like, I think the value of the scrub is like $49. So, I mean, it's a crazy gift with purchase.
That's
so,
a wonderful deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So spoil your moms and spoil your sisters and spoil, you know, this is fun.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got
one for yourself too.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And your god puppies can't keep a secret. They may be getting something to you from other state, but they just can't.
Oh,
keep
I'm
a
so
secret.
Touched. I know
they
those
can't.
Are my god puppies.
They are. They
yep,
are.
I'm your that's godmother.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not gonna appreciate that. I'll look out for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. And they worked hard on it. So.
Yeah, they did.
Well, thank you. I'll let you know when it arrives.
That's right.
That's right. That's
right.
That's
a hug for me. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
ARC10, like they said, you could keep using that promo code.
That's awesome.
10% discount.
That's
so
awesome.
Good to see you.
Love to Chris.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye.
They like to come on and listen to the sermons. They come on way before. They just start listening in the background. It's wonderful. And so they are also spirit-filled, wonderful women and love the Lord. So we're happy to be a blessing to them. And yes, like and subscribe if you can. We would very much appreciate it. Real quick, before we end, I'm still heating up. I could keep going. I could just take off again. Let me tell you, that's how I feel right now. So the Sanctuary Facebook page and TikTok. We actually have a TikTok for Ark of Grace Sanctuary now. So you can go to TikTok, you can search Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and you can subscribe to our TikTok. We're putting up videos of the animals all the time there. And our Sanctuary Facebook page is Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Please search it on Facebook. We're constantly putting updates of the animals. And ladies, do we have pictures of our four new residents? Do we have any pictures of our four new residents? Hold on. You guys have to see this. We have to do this. I'm going to find what I have because we took in four new residents at the sanctuary. Four new residents. Ready, ladies? I'm going to text it to you. Okay. I'm going to send it to you in the Telegram and we could put it right up for you. But big news, breaking news. We took in four new residents at the sanctuary while I was in Alabama, because normally I'm there for new intakes, but this was sort of a very last minute that they were able to get them rounded up for us so we can take them. But the Lord has a sense of humor, let me tell you, because we will put the picture up on the screen as soon as our team gets it. We took in four new sheep. God has sent four new sheep to the sanctuary. So now we have six. So they're all females. They're all ladies. They have a pen divided right now with the boys, Archie and Joshua, so they can all acclimate. But we took in four. The Lord sent four more sheep. So when the psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want, he means it because he's sending sheep in doubles now. Everything is coming to the sanctuary in doubles. This is prophetic for you too. Two doves, four sheep, right? And we've got two more residents coming next week that I'm not going to tell you what they are. So basically, within a short period of time, the Lord is sending eight. Isn't that interesting? Eight. We have a pattern of eight going on here. Eight new animals. So sheep are coming in. It's amazing. We will get video of them. We do have the footage that we have to share with our social media team of when we went to go. Our team went to go get the sheep. I was there for part one of it. Part two, they went back to get the sheep. So we will be putting that out for you to see our journey to get these four ladies that desperately needed a home and are getting sheared next week, by the way. So wanted to share that with you as well. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Arkansas this weekend. Yes, we'll be in Lode, Arkansas at Engage Ministries tent meeting. We're looking very forward. I'm preaching Sunday. I am preaching the Sunday service. So I'm looking very forward to this. We hope to see you there. And then we'll talk about it next week. But I did mention last night that we're going to be in New Jersey May 20th and the 21st for Mantle of Power. So we will get into that more next week as well. So, yep, four new sheep. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is where I'm going to end because we're at an hour and 25 minutes. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. You need to say it every single day because the word of God is living and active, which means you have to activate it. You have to utilize it. It is a sword. A sword in its sheath does no good. You have to pick it up and you have to swing it. We have other Psalms there as well. We have the two sets of scriptures in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3. I speak them every single day. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. That's one of them. The Lord's Prayer, we always encourage you in that. We encourage you in these things because they have power. And we have to learn to utilize that at a greater level so God can expand the vision. Because God's ready before we're ready, always. So remember that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And have a wonderful night, everyone. We will be putting shorts out over the weekend. And we will be traveling to Arkansas, but we will be back early next week. We will be back on a live. We will be announcing when that is. It will probably be Wednesday that we are back on a live. So we hope to see you then. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul.
what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.